Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Major shortcomings have been identified in the country's maternity services by the Health Information and Quality Authority. According to the report, 15 of the state's 19 maternity units are operating in substandard physical environments that increase the risk of infection, and frontline medical staff are working onerous rosters that are unsustainable. The master of the Rotunda, Fergal Malone, spoke about the HICWA report to Sean O'Rourke this morning. He had this to say about Ireland's maternity hospitals.
They're not able to provide dignified care the way we would want to, according to the National Maternity Strategy. And that's because the physical infrastructure is just not there. For example, in the Rotunda, we have 44 postnatal mothers sharing two toilets. I mean, that's just not on in 2020.
It must also be noted that HICWA found good practice in how maternity services detect and respond to obstetric emergencies, and it also noted the overall level of professionalism, teamwork and commitment displayed by staff providing maternity care across the country. Philney Hay is General Secretary of the INMO. Cretia Lynch is Chairperson of the Association for Improvements in Maternity Services, known as AIMS, and you're both welcome to Drive Time. Philney Hay, I suppose you're not reading anything you don't know already here about overworked medical staff and your midwives.
Absolutely, and I think we welcome the fact that HICWA have produced this report. It's very balanced, it's comprehensive, but it points to the same problem, which is we do not have recruitment practices or planning practices to recruit and to train sufficient numbers of midwives to make a service safe and safer. Right now, we're relying on goodwill. We see that, for example, in the report where on-call teams for theatre and the out-of-hours period are not available. People are rung at home, nurses, midwives are rung at home and asked would they come in at short notice when the emergency arises. We know from all of the stats, which are recorded again in the HICWA report, that this creates a risk. Therefore, you should avoid the risk by pre-planning. It is the same exact scenario that the maternity strategy, when they produced their strategy, were highlighting and very carefully saying we have to ensure we have sufficient numbers of midwives to births in order to have a safe service. And just from our figures, in December 16 we had 1,461 midwives, and in November 19 we had 1,477. So that's an increase of 16. It's simply not enough. We have to do more, and putting in place embargoes on recruitment mitigates against people staying and people coming to this country to work. And that's just something that we have to completely remove.
And HICWA expresses concern about the National Maternity Strategy and its implementation. What has happened to the National Maternity Strategy?
Very slow. The National Maternity Strategy, and what HICWA says, and which is quite important, is that they actually had to intervene as inspectors and go and meet the HSE to ensure that funding was provided to those in charge of implementation. That's internal funding, fiscal prudence, the HSE would call it. But in reality, what it does is it prevents those that are tasked with implementing the strategy from having the money to do that. That is just not right. It should never have happened that HICWA had to then go to the HSE and insist and intervene in getting funding allocated to the correct authority to implement a government policy and a strategy which is based around the healthy and the safe delivery for women who are attending our maternity services.
I want to
The midwife-led units, there are only two in the country. The strategy, you know, promotes that for low-risk and low-risk pregnancies in order for women to have choices so that they don't always have to attend hospital. We provide very little choice in this country to women about where they have their baby. Mm.
What about these issues around training? You mentioned it briefly there, but HICWA identifying sort of inconsistent recording of attendance at training in fetal heart rate monitoring, in neonatal resuscitation, which is completely contrary to the national standards.
Yes, and we understand that across all of the disciplines of the medical staff and the nursing staff, the training, when it's provided, is attended, if they can be released to attend. But obviously, if you're in a labour ward and you're in the middle of the business of your job on that particular day, you have to be replaced in order to attend training. And there simply aren't enough staff to allow that happen.
And just even in terms of training in the use of the, is it CTG, this heart monitor, which is vital in neonatal care, that they're not able to attend training in how to use it and how to read it?
Well, in many cases, I think what HICWA are saying, they're not distinguishing between what parts of training, but they do remark that there has to be better attendance and facilitation to allow people to attend training. Because, of course, any new equipment, it is imperative that staff are allowed to attend training.
Yeah. Krisha Lynch is with us as well. And Krisha, you hear women's experiences from maternity hospitals all the time. Is what you hear from them in accordance with what you're reading in the HICWA report today?
Oh, absolutely, Mary. I think what we have to remember is that for most of your listeners, they're not going to be midwives or clinicians or doctors or obstetricians. They're primarily going to be users of the service. And as a user of the service, you know, more than likely contractions arrive in the middle of the night. Everybody gets excited, a little bit nervous, a little bit frightened. You know, partner's getting the car ready, into the car, into the hospital, more than likely, because most people are having hospital births. And then what's the expectation? The expectation is that you arrive in your place of care provision, normally a hospital, that you think you're going to get your own bathroom, you think you're going to get one-to-one care, you think you're going to get lots of choices, you think you're going to get safe care, and you think you're going to be treated with dignity and respect. And what we actually find is that most of these things don't happen. The infrastructure isn't there. It's very overcrowded. Women are having to give birth most women will say that good, bad, or indifferent, they never, ever forget the day they give birth. It's the most important day of their lives with respect to their children. And women are giving birth in very overcrowded settings. They're giving birth where sometimes they don't get the one-to-one care they deserve. And as your previous interviewee was saying, we often don't get the choices that we really need. High-risk women need consultant obstetricians, and we don't have enough. Low-risk women need to have midwifery-led care, and we don't have enough. And yet, we put in place, when Leo Varadkar was the Minister for Health, a wonderful maternity strategy, which took us 9 months to produce, and I sat on that strategy board, and we covered every single base possible. The blueprint is there. All that's required now is the political will, the financial will, and the leadership to actually put that on the plate.
Krisha, can we continue to maintain 19 maternity units?
We have to maintain 19 maternity units because where else are women going to have their babies? If we don't maintain 19 maternity units, the other option is to have more community-based birth centres, which is something that we would have or we would see in the UK or we would see in the north of Ireland. So we don't have to look that far. You know, just across the border, there are a lot of birth centres, so there are fewer tertiary referral centres and more localised centres. So if we're not going to maintain the 19 maternity units, then we need to think about devolving care into more community-based settings, which, again, for low-risk women, is not a bad thing.
Phil Nihay, what's the INMO's position on that, about changing the way we offer care, whether it's community care, is it viable to continue with 19 maternity units, or do we have to have different types of units and different types of care?
Well, I think what Krisha has just said is absolutely correct. Until you have an alternative for women, you can't introduce a change. That's the mistakes the health service have made in the past. We're fully supportive. And in fact, we have lobbied continuously for an increase to the midwife-led service. And in many instances, midwives are engaging in community services, but to a very small degree. That has to be expanded. We have to have, we've two midwife-led units, one in Our Lady of Lourdes and one in Cavan, that needs to be expanded and needs to be rolled out across the centres. And when all that has bedded in, we can then look at, do we need all 19 units? But we can't do that first and not have a service available to mothers who are about to go.
Okay, Krisha Lynch, you sat on the National Maternity Strategy, the steering committee with Róisín Molloy. She was on Morning Ireland this morning. You've been campaigning for this. So again, the criticism from HICWA about not the maternity strategy itself, but the lack of implementation. Again, no surprise to you.
No surprise to us. We've been campaigning, Roisin, myself, and there was another service user called Sean McKees. She also sat on the strategy. And we have been campaigning for the last, well, it would be 4 years now, to have that strategy implemented. And it seems almost impossible to get movement on it now. And yet we know that everything that women need and pregnant people need in terms of choice, in terms of provision of things like breastfeeding support, we have one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the modern world, and yet we are not providing lactation consultants to women on weekends in many maternity units. So small things like that really matter to women. And I think what's really important to state here as well is that it's the experience that women and pregnant people have that translate into parenting. And good parenting, good motherhood, feeling well and not feeling that something bad has happened and you can't quite put your finger on it and you don't feel great about yourself, that's really set into place by having a good, solid maternity care experience.
Chrisha Lynch, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much
indeed.
Chair of AIMS, and Phil Ní Hé, General Secretary of the INMO. Thank you very much. Back